Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train. Let's ride. I've got another story for you. Today, I was thinking about advertising. They say that we see too many advertisements these days. I've heard we see 10,000 advertisements every day on the internet. They're called ads for short. 10,000 ads per day. I don't know if that's true. I just heard it. I've also heard it's not healthy to see so many advertisements. But that's what I was born to do. Advertise. I was born to be an advertiser. But I want people to know about good things that will help them in life. I want to help people. So I don't advertise just anything. I advertise what I think is worth advertising. I would never advertise for an oil company because they're killing the planet. I would never advertise for a company that made guns or weapons. I wouldn't advertise for a credit card company or a bank or an insurance company. I don't like what they do. People already know a lot about those things anyway, because of advertising, of course, because of the ads, the 10,000 ads every day. I think what I would like to advertise is people. You know, people are often shy. I'm one of them. I'm a shy person. And it's hard to make friends sometimes. So I think I'm going to advertise people. I'll make signs with people's faces and some information about them. I'll make a sign for Elizabeth with Elizabeth's face on it. It'll say, "Elizabeth, she's great. She lives in town. She's your neighbor. She dances whenever she hears live music, and she collects pennies. She has a big bowl full of pennies, and it makes her happy. Wouldn't you like to know Elizabeth better?" I'll carry the sign around, and then people may recognize Elizabeth and talk to her about pennies and dancing next time they see her. I could make a sign with Roger's face on it that says, "Roger's favorite fruit is grapes, and he has a goat that he milks twice a day. He loves fresh goat milk. Isn't that great? Wouldn't you like to eat grapes or maybe drink some goat milk with Roger?" But I don't know. I would like for people to speak to each other more, but I wouldn't feel comfortable asking anyone to put their face on an ad. That just doesn't feel right. If someone asked me to put my face on an ad, I would say, "Why do you want to do that? Just out of the goodness of your heart?" Even if that person was doing it out of the goodness of their heart. I mean, I like the idea of advertising the goodness of people, but I guess it feels wrong in practice. I guess I've seen so many ads that I don't like that advertising in general seems bad or annoying when I see it. I think what I want to do is advertise to people the idea that they don't have to look at advertising. They don't need to buy very much. They don't have to look any different than they look. They don't have to be any different than they are. They can just be alive, and that's more than enough already. But It's better to be alive and not alone. So maybe I could invite them to meet somewhere. So maybe what I really want is for people to talk to me more. But in a nice way. Sometimes people talk to me in not such a nice way. I don't think they're bad people. I just think that life is not easy for them or for me. Maybe if they understood that I understand that it's not easy, they would say, "What a relief. You understand how I feel." If we had some nice tea and some cookies and a good place to sit down and talk under some trees or by a fire, we could get together and say, "What a mess. It's such a mess. The streets are a mess, not to mention the public bathrooms, though there aren't many of those. Not enough public bathrooms. But here we are. We've got each other. And it's good to see you." Yeah, things could be better. And maybe advertising could help make things better if it was used differently. I think I could use some help figuring out how to do that. Maybe that's what I'll make an ad for. Help me figure out how to make things better. And it'll look really beautiful, with lots of colors. What colors should I use? That's all for this time, friends. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you again on the next Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.